I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. World leaders from the United Nations on down to individuals in Alaska communities are still working to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. There's the actual coronavirus to deal with, but there's also a torrent of viral misinformation undermining the effort. Here's how it's playing out in Juneau. Donna Pratt was sick with COVID-19 for most of July. The 63-year-old Juneau woman could barely breathe on her own, was too weak to stand, and was in constant pain. She was scared for her life and frustrated that others weren't taking the pandemic seriously. From her isolated hospital room with tubes in her nose, she opened up about how she felt. It was her sixth day in Bartley Regional Hospital's critical care unit.
It is so hard, and I have nobody here with me. I'm by myself. I'm by myself, and I'm fighting. I'm fighting for my life, and I want to live.
Her husband and son were also sick with COVID-19, but she had it the worst. She has asthma and lung disease. She also addressed some conspiracy theories about the pandemic.
This is not a joke. I am not being paid to do this as a hope. This is real life. This is my real life.
While Donna Pratt struggled to breathe in her hospital bed, locals were sounding off in a public hearing about a proposal to mandate wearing masks to curb the spread of the coronavirus. More than a third of the people who spoke opposed it. Some made misleading scientific claims. Stephen Paddock mentioned studies published pre-pandemic, quote, before it became political.
Even N95 masks don't do anything. The effectiveness hasn't been shown. And actually, cloth masks make things worse. It collects moisture, houses bacteria, and allows passage even better.
There is some good science about how ineffective cloth masks are for protecting the wearer. But there's a mountain of scientific and anecdotal evidence, even cool super slow motion videos, showing how effective various masks are at protecting other people from the mask wearer. John Hyacin alleged the mask mandate was a politically motivated ploy to affect elections. He said the mandate fed public fear, which could benefit one political side. Tom Williams said the numbers didn't warrant the mask mandate.
It's enough already. As we test more and more people, we're clearly seeing a higher infection rate. But what we are not seeing is a significant spike in the number of Juneau hospitalizations and deaths. The point is we're doing fine with current and local restrictions.
Donna Pratt said comments like these make her question others' empathy.
Makes me feel like, how could they not care about what's going to happen to their neighbor? About what's going to happen to their child, about what's going to happen to the elder.
She says, without masks, more vulnerable people like her will catch COVID-19. Pratt eventually pulled through and was discharged, and the Juneau Assembly wasn't swayed. It voted unanimously to pass the mask mandate. But the state's top public health officials say that misinformation is a problem. Coleman Cutchins is a clinical pharmacist who leads the state's testing program.
I mean, I think we live in a day and an age where there's so much information. I mean, we essentially all, most of us carry the wealth of information on the internet around in our pocket. I think the really hard part is discerning what is reliable information.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said clear communication is especially important during a pandemic. She had a more optimistic take on the accessibility of information.
Part of me has really enjoyed that aspect. While I don't enjoy the, kind of meaningful misinformation, I love all the citizen scientists out there figuring out, PCR and what that means and incubation periods and asking such tremendously important questions and understanding what that looks like.
Juneau's emergency mask mandate expires on October 19th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.